that protested against British policies and laws before the American Revolution. By the time the Revolution began, there were chapters of the Sons of Liberty in all 13 colonies. The Sons of Liberty formed out of a number of smaller protest groups in 1765 in response to the Stamp Act. The first group was likely formed out of the Loyal Nine in Boston with other groups, soon forming in New York and in Connecticut. The name comes from a speech made in the British Parliament by Irishman Isaac Barr. He referred to the American colonists as the Sons of Liberty when arguing against the passage of the Stamp Act. The Sons of Liberty had to arrange secret meetings or they might get arrested by British soldiers. They had informal gatherings at local taverns such as the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston. More formal meetings were held at night. And in Boston, they met under an elm tree in Hanover Square that was called the Liberty Tree. In New York, they would signal the location by building a tall pole called the Liberty Pole. The first major action of the Sons of Liberty was to protest the Stamp Act. They took direct action by harassing the stamp tax distributors who worked for the British government. The distributors became so scared of the Sons of Liberty that many of them quit their jobs. They also gathered in large groups and protested in the streets. Their protest worked, and the tax was soon repealed by the British government. The most famous action of the Sons of Liberty was the Boston Tea Party, in protest to a tax on tea. Several members boarded trade ships in Boston Harbor and tossed their tea into the water. This act was a major event leading up to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, upon hearing the news of the Tea Party, John Adams exclaimed, "This is the most magnificent movement of all. There is a dignity, a majesty, a sublimity, and the last effort of the patriots that I greatly admire." The morning after the Tea Party, John Adams also reported, "The town of Boston was never more still and calm of a Saturday night than it was last night. All things were conducted with great order, decency, and perfect submission to government." However, with this background in mind, the Boston Tea Party was not a riot by any stretch of the imagination for two important reasons. First, it was 100% peaceful with no looting, rioting, injury, or destruction of person or private property. Through all of the actions taken by the Patriots during that night, no personal property was destroyed. The tea itself, which was owned by the government-run East India Company and being forced upon the colonists by government edict, was the only item targeted. In a letter written to Benjamin Franklin immediately after the Tea Party, it was explained that the Sons of Liberty arrived and demanded the tea, which was given up to them without the least resistance. They soon emptied all the chests into the harbor to the amount of about 340. This was done without injury to any property or to any man's persons. When they had done their business, they silently departed, and the town has been remarkably quiet ever since. In fact, when it was discovered that one opportunist had filled his pocket with some tea, he was stripped of his booty and his clothes together and sent home naked, with the writer sarcastically noting that it was a remarkable instance of order and justice among savages. By the time the Revolution began, the Sons of Liberty were fairly well organized with groups from different colonies communicating and planning protests together. The Sons of Liberty attracted members from all walks of the colonial life, such as lawyers, dock workers, farmers, doctors, tavern owners, traders, and publishers. Some of the more famous members included such men as Samuel Adams, who is often considered the founding member of the Sons of Liberty. We'll get to him in a moment. John Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, James Otis, Joseph...
BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to get to this real quick. You can... bet this is all man-made, what's going on. I have friends online right now, for those that are driving in one of the 160 cities that are listening to us today. But what's interesting is everybody's talking about how it's foggy where they live. Well, I'm in Minnesota right now. We should have 3 to 5 feet of snow during this time of the year. It's 40 degrees out. The roads are all wet. Everything's melting down right now. And again, you can all rest assured, friends, Deuteronomy 28:24 comes to my aid. It's a part of the curse. This isn't a blessing, folks. And as a matter of fact, what's going on is a symptom of the curse that the Lord promised to the children of disobedience, where he said that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And that's what's going on. Now, I just pulled this up because somebody had pulled it up. And I had noticed it, and it's becoming more popular day by day. People are becoming aware of what's going on. In this particular case, the Blaze reported cloud seeding exposed the truth behind decades of weather modification. Of course it's weather modification, friends. That's exactly what it is. Listen, this isn't theory. It never has been a theory. Just because you now become to the realization of the facts doesn't mean it was a theory in the past. No, it was always a fact. And now you're becoming to the reality of what has been going on, probably to your alarm. I hope you're alarmed by what's going on. But your government has been using your money against you far too long. And as a matter of fact, every sense of the word that they are leveling against you, friends, you're paying for all of it. And we know that going back to the point of chemtrails, they've been spraying chemicals down on the people for a long time. And this is going on more so over that of populated areas. We know that it's been common knowledge here in the state of Minnesota, namely in Minneapolis, since 1968. That's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, why would government want to spray down chemicals on its own people? Okay, don't sit there and blame the devil for the choices that you're making. This is the Lord in judgment driving wicked men to chastise. If they're not going to chastise, they're going to be judged. It's just how it comes. Friends, and it's what I continuously say, either you're going to judge the unrighteous or the unrighteous are going to judge you. And the fact of the matter is the Lord's looking for, again, the church to keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments. If you don't want to do that, this is what happens. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. They're cloud seeding. meeting. This is what's going on all across the country. And again, let me remind you, in Minnesota right now, we should have about 3 to 5 feet of snow. There should be snowmobiles going everywhere. We're seeing none of that. We're waking up to fog. We have no idea what's going on above our heads right now, unless you have the proper app to understand what's going on above our heads right now. Let me say it one more time. Your government is spraying chemicals down upon you, just so you understand. And there are states in the United States of America today that are actually banning chemtrails. It's been in the congressional record for a long time. And I don't know why people want to ignore this. I mean, you're breathing in the air. I mean, folks, you act like you're not in some cases. Another case in point I want to bring up is the fact that in just affirming the position of the ministry and letting you hear it from them, the professionals, for yourself, folks, they're putting chemicals in your food. They're poisoning your food. They're poisoning your water your water supply. How long can you just act as if that's not going on? Now, listen, I got a short piece here, and I want to play it. This guy's name's Jesse Waters. He's a Fox guy. He's a useful idiot. He has good things to say once in a while, but he makes light out of it. I mean, it's almost like what he's hearing here is happening in a third world country and not in his own. And that's a representation of a majority of the people. And the Lord judges nations for that as well, because you take it lightly. Folks, your air, your water, your food supply? My goodness, check this out, folks. Check this out.
We're telling people what to eat. We're just telling people to knock off putting poison in what we eat. Fani Hari is a New York Times best-selling author and health activist known as the Food Babe. All right, Food Babe, what are they putting in
cute,
our food?
Like, right? I mean, really.
They're putting all kinds of chemicals that are banned and heavily regulated in other countries. American iconic companies are using ingredients that are safer and better in other countries while serving us the more toxic, poisonous version. We have the biggest cereal companies in the United States feeding our kids artificial food dyes that they don't use in countries like Australia, Canada, all of Europe, in India. It's a travesty that we allow our own American food companies to do this. And you can see what happened yesterday at the Senator Bernie Sanders hearing, how the FDA has been asleep at the wheel. They are not holding these food companies accountable. And it's activists like me that have to do this work. And it's
they're not asleep at the wheel. They know exactly what they're doing, folks. Really? You've allowed a government to advocate the murder of your own children to the equivalency of 80 million babies? What they're doing to us? No, what we're allowing them to do to us. So when she's sitting there talking about this, you know, all this stuff that's happening in America and look what they're doing to us. No, that's what apathetic people bring onto themselves. They add strength to the tyrants that mean to depopulate. I mean, again, should we act like it's not happening like Jesse here? Absolutely not, folks. We need to wake up and come to the realization that either we're going to judge the wicked or else we're going to be judged. There is no in-betweenites. Let's get back to this.
Really sad. Our politicians and our elected officials should be doing this work.
So you have a regular product, and maybe that product 10, 20, 30 years ago, there was just a couple ingredients. You know, you look at the ingredients, there's like two or three things.
This now guy's
you look
a real
at the ingredients,
clown.
There's like 50, and I can't pronounce any of them. What are the things that they're putting in there? Is it sugars? Is it toxins? Is it preservatives, additives? What exactly is it?
Well, in the last 50 or so years, there's been about 10,000 chemicals added to the American food supply.
10,000 chemicals added to the food supply system in America. Mind you, that are not tolerated in other countries. Why? Because they see the side effects. Let her finish the point.
Where countries in Europe only have 400 approved for use. A bowl of cereal like this that you would never know that has artificial food dyes in it, but this one has an artificial food dye called caramel color level 4. It's made with heating ammonia. It turns into a carcinogen, cancerous compound, according to the...
A carcinogen, a cancerous-causing chemical, purposely dropped into your kids' cereal. Do you see what's going on? They're creating the problem. People are getting sick. They're diagnosed, many cases misdiagnosed with cancer. They get $250,000. If you live or die, it matters not. They got your $250,000 for chemotherapy, which you didn't need in the first place. But what they do is they drive you to what? The medical industry, where they got all of those are advocates in the crime that Big Pharma's responsible for. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Morning show on the right with Tim Brown. Left side, my show. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go to social media platforms. 13 to 15 articles coming from contributors across the boards that are a part of the culture war. As the sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they. Making reference to the law that condemns the crime. People that are in action pushing back the wall so it doesn't fall on us to fall back on the wicked, right? Isaiah 26, verse 9, second part of that scripture. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and or 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Did want to let you know, folks, that now is the time to book us. We got in February, we're going to be in Florida. We're looking at dates there. Just talk to Alex Newman. Hopefully, we're going to be doing something with him as well. At the other end of the state, we're also looking at Washington. in May right now, hopefully going back to South Dakota, going to a college. With that, doors are wide open right now, and this is usually when we start to pick up. We already got dates. We haven't posted them yet for the very sake of just waiting for the new year to turn, and we will post those dates up and coming. If you want to call in to that number to book, 1-866-233-0727, 1-866-233-0747, forgive me, 1-866-233-0747. And if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. You get the point. And we go on and on and on and on. 1 Timothy 2:5, he's the only mediator. I want to show you something here, folks, and this is something that I seen right away. We travel a lot. Every month we're somewhere different in the country. And in the process of doing so, folks, what's interesting is you look at the grown-ups, and I'm talking about the grown-ups. Wisdom is justified by our children. So if you complain about what's going on concerning the up-and-coming generation, just look to the older generation that raised them up. Wisdom is justified by our children. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because when you're in an airplane or you're in an airport, literally, you should just take a look around. Not just in the terminal, but also when you get on the airplane. Look what the adults are doing. Everybody, they're like a bunch of zombies staring at their phone. I mean, they're sitting there with their wife, they're sitting there with their kids, but they don't care about none of that. They just care about being controlled. They just care about having their minds fed with more propaganda. And really, the truth of the matter is, it is just that. Matter of fact, I just posted this yesterday, and I want you to see it, because it's exactly what it is. The media tells you who to love, who to hate, who to be afraid of, who to trust, what to think, and what not to think. Folks, you need to free your mind by shutting your televisions off, no doubt about it, and get into the Word of God, because that's what matters the most. King David put no wicked thing before his eyes, neither should we. Psalm 101:3, check it out. The reason I'm bringing this up, I want to show this to you, I want you to listen to this carefully, because, folks, this is in fact what's going on. In 1938, the number one thing to Americans, the number one thing to the people in this country was their families, okay? Was their families. I want you to see this diagram. Sorry about the, you know, confusion, if there is any, on the behalf of where this video comes from, but I got to go ahead and show it to you so he can be accredited for actually bringing this information to all of us. His name is Kristen Van Camp, and again, I want you to check this out, because it used to be number one. Uno was the family, not no more, folks, thanks to the phones.
And all this time we're spending through the years as Americans, family was such an important figure in our life. Friends are still at the hierarchy. We went to school. Good thing that's changing. College and school. Don't need that Rockefeller education, but yeah, check this house. It's just absolutely bonkers. 1975. Now it's about the
family
time
keeps
I was
kicked
born.
Down, keep getting kicked down
seeing
off
a huge
this
shift,
chart.
Kerplunk, family going down, and then we see this. Oh my God, the internet, the matrix going up like crazy. All of this time we're wasting on our devices, disconnected from family.
Right on cue, folks. Right on cue. People are just too simple. They really, truly are. When I say they're too simple, it's absolutely true. I seen another video from a preacher saying the number one thing that is destroying the family in America today is your cell phones. And it's not the phone that's the problem. It's the zombie that needs to be fed the propaganda or needs to be entertained out of their freedoms. Or they need to be conditioned or brainwashed by those that are behind these devices. The phone within itself is great technology. It's what's being programmed into the minds of the people. And when they start taking precedent, and I'm talking about online starts taking precedent, and the family's completely kicked out of the equation, there's something wrong. That is all by design. How easily are you going to be separated from your own children? And you can rest assured, P.S., those people that have completely kicked the family out of their personal time because they got to spend time online or on the phone all day, do you realize that the equation and percentage of how that has taken over the family is 60%? And when you start to look at this chart that Christian made here, the family's not on the chart at all anymore. These are the ones dropping their kids off at public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies. You can't make it up, can you? No, no, you really can't make it up. One of the things that my friend Bob from Texas brought up last week was, you know, this Bible issue in public schools. Matter of fact, I want to go ahead and pull up some information for you because it just popped up in my mind concerning the truth of the matter. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the percentage. Forgive me. I'm doing two things here at the same time. We're doing live radio. But what I want you to catch here, friends, is the fact that we've seen in Texas the Bible, they're trying to ban the Bible. It's also interesting to note, not just in Texas, friends, but also in other parts of the country. We were dealing with it in Utah. The people in Utah stood up and said, absolutely not, put the Bible back. Because the people stood, the Bible went back. It's amazing to me that they're trying to lay to charge of the Bible and the contents of the Bible vulgarity and sexual explicities. I'm not making this up. I'm not, you know, it's interesting. The Bible's not advocating for the crime. It's condemning the crime. Those accusing the Word of God of being vulgar and sexually explicit are the ones that are guilty of committing the crime that they don't want to be exposed, so the people rise up and condemn them. You get this? Well, folks, this is the truth of the matter, and this is how ignorant the American people have become to sit back and believe that somehow or another the Bible is a threat to our life. No, 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 no. It's when we reject the Bible, we reject the Word of God, that's when these problems start. And this, again, shows you how ignorant the people in this country have become. Now, I want you to listen to this. Everything we are in this country is premised on the Word of God. How does a court take a case where somebody's suing a Christian? Well, what do they have to do? They have to get rid of the Word of God, don't they? But yet, when you ask the judge as to what are they making reference to in condemning the crime of a Christian, what are they going to make reference to? It's null and void, isn't it? There's no gainsay, is there? No, there really isn't. And the fact of the matter, again, is people somehow or another believe that it's okay for the government to do that. We're going to sue you because you want the Bible back into the school libraries. Hey, folks, first and foremost, these are all little plants by these agencies in government and the mainstream media trying to find some fool to prop up to scare everybody back down into submission because they want to browbeat you into submission. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. You have common law. Every state acknowledges the fact that our rights come from our Creator, right? See, the thing is they don't have a lawful right to promote or advocate for the crime that's tolerated by the people in this country. That's true, isn't it? Here, let me say it this way. Noah Webster said, going back to the point that I was making a moment ago, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Do you know all the crimes that they're trying to advocate today, friends, used to be illegal in this country, and they still are, according to God's law? Did you know that? Like, for example, pornography? Do you know that that was illegal all the way up until 1968? Yep. Did you know that? No. Now they're advocating it like it's normal. Are you paying attention to your scrolls, friends? And I'm talking about what the mainstream media is pushing and they're trying to normalize. They're trying to demoralize you, aren't they? The list goes on and on and on. I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. Oh, wow. I thought that was the third segment. My bad. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks. 281-845-4704. See a lot of chatter online. Again, I want to remind everybody, we're not going to keep these phone lines up unless we start hearing from you. It's your radio program. I mean, if you're going to call and contend with me, that's I understand why you don't want to call. But, you know, these lines were put up for you, and there's a lot of time, effort, and finances put into this to make sure that it was going to fit and work. And I can also tell you this, sooner or later, it's going to get to the point where, you know what, there's so many calls coming in. So let's make the most of the time, okay, folks? 281-845-4704. We are working on that as we speak. I want to get back to something I was just talking about concerning, you know, the fact that they're now attacking the Word of God. The homosexuals are attacking the Word of God, of course. Why? Because they hate the law that exposes them for their crime. That's what they hate. They hate God. That's the bottom line. And those that sit there and declare their love for God, they sit there and do nothing. They agree with them in their inaction, in their apathy, and in their tolerance. No joke. You said that's condemning. Well, it's only condemning to those that sit around and allow it to happen. It's not condemning to guys like me when you stand up and fight against this nonsense all day long due to the fact that the law is on your side. That's what's crazy about it. They don't have a lawful leg to stand on to say, we need to get rid of the Bible. Who's saying they need to get rid of the Bible? Now they're using the synagogue of Satan to attack the Word of God, saying it's anti-Semitism. The ones that are responsible for crucifying Jesus. Your blood be upon us and our children. They're trying to take that out of the Bible right now. Who's that? Your said congressman, your representatives. Did they ask you, or are they doing this on their own? Well, it should show you who they're working for, because it's not you, is it? No. And what are they going to do? Well, it's anti-Semitism. Wait, let me ask you something, Mr. Politician. Where do your rights come from? They come from God. Didn't you put your hand on that Bible? Yep. Okay, does the Bible say what they're trying to get rid of? Yep. Do you see what the problem is? Yep. Do you care? Nope, because you're like a Judas who wants to betray the people with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. That's what's going on here, friends. The communists are doing the same thing. The likes of the ACLU and the SPLC. Why? Because they don't want you to figure out, friends, these are political battering rams, these said agencies that have no lawful constitutional standing in the United States of America. Just ask Roger Baldwin. He's the guy that said the end of the ACLU is communism. So what do? They try to get rid of God because they want to be God. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Americans, if you want to learn the hard way, keep doing nothing, because you're real good at it. You really are. Sources from our founding era, 15,000 writings analyzed, are directly from the Bible. Directly from the Bible. Oh, you know, we can't have the Bible in school, but we can have a bunch of pornography aimed at children, and we can have those in the libraries. No, lawfully, they should be condemned for their crime, because that is felonious activity. For you to promote the law is not a crime, but those that hate the law want you to believe that it's a crime. You see how that works? 3,154 quotations are directly sourced from the Bible. The Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were and are from the Bible. And what are they doing? They're attacking the Bible. Here, listen. I've said this so many different ways. Augustine was right. The Word of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it go. It'll defend itself. It will. But in the process, someone's going to be judged, and it's going to be the whole lot of you that sit back and allow it to happen. Okay? We're talking about Utah. We're talking about how they're attacking the Word of God. We're talking about the synagogue of Satan, saying that we got to get rid of certain words in the Bible that Donald Trump is promoting, along with those that he works with. All the Zionists that are calling themselves God's Israel as they attack the Israel of God. How does that make sense? People don't think. That's why you're in trouble. You don't think. The Lord defends those that defend themselves with his word. He is their shield and their buckler. Notice the military speech. Notice the types and the metaphors that he's given, so we might understand that we're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. The reason I'm bringing this up, by the way, too, is my friend Bob brought it up a couple days ago. You know, about what's going on now in Texas. They're talking about, you know, removing the Bible. They don't have any right. You have a right to impeach them and prosecute them. Any judge in this country has sworn to put God's law is their point of reference in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. That's in every state. Outside of that, folks, the burden of proof is on them on all matters concerning how they'll ever attack the Word of God. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, but the media wants to scare you into submission. You better not be on the side of the Word of God, you Christians, because if you are, we're coming for you. I feel more sorry for you than you should feel sorry for me, folks, by doing nothing about it, especially for your kids. That's what's crazy. I want to tell you this, because we're going to see more of this, and we're going to see more of this subtlety, this undermining of the Word of God go on. And you're going to see more of a falling away as the fire gets hotter, and it's going to get hotter. You can rest assured the judgments are going to be escalated because America's still deaf to the voice of God. They know not the voice of the prophets. They know not the voice of the apostles. They're not holding to the Word of God. They're holding to their favorite effeminate pansy hireling that's in the pulpit, telling them everything that they want to hear. And by the way, those teachers that are heaped up to itch their itching ears, them people are put there for the very purpose of bringing judgment upon them. And that only falls to a people that don't take the time to know the Word of God for themselves. 281-845-4704. I want to get to this really quick because I got a couple more things I want to show you. You never lost the right. Bob, I just want to let you know out in Texas, you never lost the right. Hey, I'm talking to all the parents in America concerning, can we talk about Jesus in public school, so on and so forth. Well, I've shared with you on several occasions when I did a morning show, and I heard it quite a bit. It wasn't just from this one guy, but I was actually dealing with an issue in Boca Raton, and they wanted to kick us out because one of the sodomites said, we were being promoted for 3 weeks, and then once I got there, we flew to Florida, we were going to do the high school assembly program, and then all of a sudden one of the homosexuals had a problem with what I was saying, and he had no idea what I was going to say. Matter of fact, we got him on film saying that everything that this man says to you is an absolute lie. I didn't say a word. But it shows me that he probably did some due diligence. And guess what? While we were filming this, 5 minutes after he said it, we had it over to our law team in Virginia. And the next day, we had a lawsuit on their desk. And we let them know that this is what's going to go down if we don't get the opportunity to come back and do the high school assembly. Well, a week and a half later, we were called. We went back and we won the day. And guess who actually welcomed me in to have the high school assembly was the sodomite that attempted to kick us out, okay? And P.S., after the assembly was over, guess who became my best friend? The sodomite. Well, what was the problem? He was listening to the mainstream media that's trying to cast into your mind that I'm some evil, wicked doer that's out to undo who we are as a people. Not true. In any sense of the word. I'm trying to get America back because I am for reformation. I am one that is going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, that we might know peace. But the people said, no, we wouldn't have it. Therefore, the people were judged by God. That's all I'm trying to get back to. But I want to just say this. Martin Luther, he rightly said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved as unto God. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. If he flinches at that point. I'm going to show you a video before we're done here today concerning a high school that I did 3 times. The third time it really hit the fan, as they say it. And I'm talking about the manure hitting the fan. Why? Because a bunch of sodomites in the state of Iowa didn't like the fact that we were coming to do a third high school assembly. Oh, and we came back a third time because of the high reviews of the superintendent and the principal. I'm going to show you what happened the last time we went there. And I'm also going to show you how to respond to it when people come after you, what you're supposed to do, namely the mainstream media. You have to take it and cast it back into their teeth to let the people in those communities know exactly what happened and how the mainstream media was used to drive a false narrative, which is called defamation and libel in this country. And it is illegal, just so you know. Okay? Just so you know. But I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. You never lost the right. I just want to say that. Where are you getting in your minds that you've lost the right to do the things that you could always do in this country? Who'd you hear that from? The media. Is it true? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Students, as a matter of fact, let's go to the school because that seems to be the hot point. That seems to be where all the controversy is. Why? Because the bad guys are trying to get your kids. And they shouldn't have any problem with that because their parents are on their phone, could care less about their kids so much so that they drop them off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies. Hey, folks, don't shout me down. You know it's true. Students have the right to pray in a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to read Bible on a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have a right to form religious Christian clubs on campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or Christian material on campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth with Christian themes. Why? Because they never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. Absolutely, but it better be according to constitutional law, because if it isn't, the Christians need to stand up and make sure that they go after those that are trying to indoctrinate kids unlawfully with misinformation in the books. That's another show. But is it true? Absolutely. You never lost the right. Here's the thing, folks. The righteous in Christ, the law-abiding Christian American, patriot, conservative, he never lost the right. You know who never had the right? The very people that you've been taught to run from. They never had the right, and yet the spineless capitulators in the American church are running from what doesn't exist. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish His kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rebel.
Oh, it's worth
telling.
So
you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then just give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making
smart,
a difference
so
in your
wise.
World today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Stacy from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? We got Stacy. Hello. Do we not
have? Can you hear me? Okay. Merry Christmas.
Now I can hear you. Yes, Merry Christmas, ma'am.
Sorry about that.
No, that was my bad. Sorry.
No, I think it was me.
Okay.
You're wonderful.
No,
thank you for all you're doing,
Stacy. No, it wasn't. It was me.
Okay. Well, Merry but
if you
Christmas.
If you want to be at fault, I'll say, okay, it's your fault, not mine. I'm totally playing. It's all yours.
I don't care.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? I just want people to know that you are absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle. They want to get Jesus out of everything. And there's a, I don't know if you want me to say it, so I won't say it, but there is something that you can watch where they show these beautiful stone buildings made that just have beautiful statues of Jesus Christ all over them. And they get, they are destroyed, and they have to burn them in order to do it. And if you want, I'll give you the name of the place, but it would be, it is these beautiful things that God has made his name known throughout the world.
Amen.
Being destroyed because they don't want the word. And, you know, people saw buildings, magnificent structures with Jesus all over and angels. They couldn't deny it. But you know what? These satanic people, they want to destroy it so that they can just have this ugly...
Yeah. Hey, Stacy, you know what?
There's no beauty.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Yeah, that's communism. That they've been doing that for a long time. It's a part of the Communist Manifesto, the planks that they use. They want to put ugly art out because they want to demean everything. Did you know that while you were talking, I thought, largest religion in the world, did you know that it's Christianity and it's 2.4 billion? And what's crazy about this, because I don't want to embellish what isn't true, the media is the one that is trying to browbeat all of the professors into submission to a very, very small, small number. And I'm going to highlight that in just one moment, but I'll give you the last moment. Go ahead and take it.
Well, we have to speak the word of truth. It is what changes hearts.
Amen.
And these people who are against us are captives of Satan. And it takes real love to share Jesus Christ with them, because they are on their way to perdition. This is not a joke. And Jesus Christ is the answer for everything. Merry Christmas. Keep it up, Bradley.
Thank you, ma'am. Totally appreciate you. Bob from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Bradley, there is no better disciple for God than you are. I just love you to death. Anyway.
Thank you.
We can flip this Bible thing in school faster than the, almost as fast as the ear that Peter cut off.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, the way we do it is we get, you know, maybe a dozen people, and it would be better dozens in dozens, but in my county, we're 300,000 people. We've got six school districts, and they usually meet on a Monday. And, you know, if we just got together and sort of spoke what you've been speaking and tell them the history of the Bible, you know, in U.S. law, first sentence is creation in the Bible. The first legislation that the Confederation Congress passed after we signed the treaty with England was to put 10,000 Bibles into schools, which amounts to about one Bible for every 50 kids. So that may be a big one-room classroom, whatever. Anyway, yeah. But my math is, or my numbers may be suspect. But, you know, and the thing is, you said the Bible is the most quoted book. Well, the most quoted scholar who wrote a four-volume set, it's like 2,000 pages, and he said that no human laws should be suffered to contradict creation or the Bible. And nope. That's the only thing we're ignoring now, and that's why we're in such terrible...
And they all love the Lord, Bob. They love the Lord so much that they ignore everything he tells them to do. This is it. This is the children of the apostate. So, again, we want to right the wrongs, right? So that's what we're going to do.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
One last thing. I went to the biggest church in all of East Texas Tuesday night for a service. I just wanted to run into some preachers. I ran into five. I handed them my card that I told you about the other day. That is, if creation in the Bible or the first sentence of U.S. law, why aren't creation in the Bible the first subjects in U.S. school? I handed them that.
Amen.
And I said, what about this? And they all paused. You know, it's rare that anybody reads what I give them, but this one was sinking in. And it was five, like, junior pastors for different things. But it's the biggest church in East Texas. And so anyway, I'm pretty, and then I go to two Bible studies with preachers. There's 13 of them or 12 of them on Tuesdays and about 30 or 40 on Thursdays. And I've got some of them that want to actually come to commissioner's court, you know, to hold people to their oath of office, which is not violating God's laws. But I need to get those guys to go to school boards too. And, you know, and I did take Bibles. I took a whole bushel basket of Gideon Bibles. It was so full. They were slipping off the edge and they wouldn't take them.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a quote by a person that I don't have a lot of respect for, but in saying that, his wife at one time said, if God doesn't judge America, he needs to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for that very thing. There's a Bible in every hotel in this country, Bob. There's absolutely no excuse for why we are where we're at right now.
Actually, we're having trouble keeping the Bibles in those hotels.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, it used to be. So
let me show you something. Are you watching me online right now, Bob?
I have to use my other phone because I don't know.
I want to show you something right now, and I'm going to piggyback as to what you're saying right now. Thank you for the call. We have Barbara calling in. Oh, she just fell off. She was calling from a southern state. If you want to call back, Barbara, I'll pull you up, but I got to get this played. I want to show you what happened when I went back to Dunkerton, Iowa. This is the third time we've been there. The first two times we were there, the superintendents and the principals gave us high letters of commendation. Folks, out of the 365 public high schools, I think 98 to 99% of all those schools had said this is the best assembly program they've ever partook with. And so we were called back a third time. And I want to show you what happened. They basically started to protest us, and it was being led up by the parents, and it was being led up by sodomites, lesbians in the government that were attacking us with the use of the media, which shows you that they always go out together. Okay, it's two-pronged. There's a third prong as well. But in this process, they were just looking for a reason to come after us, and that's all they had to do is pick up the phone. I'm a lesbian. This is what I do, and this is what they're doing. They're preaching hate in Dunkerton. Well, what they didn't tell the people is we were there three times. I want to show you the newsreel from that school to show you exactly how it goes down, okay, folks? This is us in Dunkerton. This was the news report because we went back. Watch this.
We start this morning with a story that has many people talking. Members of a group that led a controversial assembly at Dunkerton High School last week came back to the area last night to share their side of the story.
They say they've been misrepresented by media reports and by those who complained about their presentation. News Channel 7's Bob Waters was at this recent meeting.
Even before the meeting started, about a dozen people stood outside Faith Assembly of God to protest the group. Dunkerton 11th grader Brooke Lavelle helped organize it.
They came to us. Nobody got the option to say anything. They monopolized
She's lying.
The entire
we asked questions at the end. She's lying.
It's offensive, and I'm telling you what, the accusations that have been...
Okay, so what this is, friends, is when we heard what the papers did, because they put us on the front page of the paper, and they lied about us again, and this is all they do, what we did is we took it back, we filled the bus back up, and we went back, and we let the local people know exactly what happened in their public school, and this is my response to the lies of the mainstream media.
They're offensive, folks.
Inside the church, group founder Bradley Dean took the stage before more than 75 people to explain the message they brought to Dunkerton student. At times, the meeting became heated, but he blames the media for twisting the story and inflaming those who disagreed with his message.
When I left, there was nothing wrong with anything. Everything was great. And then when I got home, I found out what all of a sudden here comes this anti-gay ministry. And it's like, you know what? I'm tired of that. That wasn't even brought up during the assembly at all.
Dean told this group his Christian ministry believes being gay is a sin, abortion should be stopped, and teens should practice abstinence. Fellow group
Hey, folks, just for the record, so you know, our laws condemn what they're trying to normalize. So what we were saying was lawful every step of the way.
Eminem and Metallica, accompanied by pictures of dead babies.
He was basically exemplifying what the bands were teaching the kids. And in this particular group, they were teaching kids infanticide. And he said,
hang on a second, folks. I'm going to finish this part. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish this. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to finish this report when we're out. Hold up 1 second. All right, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off for you, friends, and then I'll just give you a couple more details as to how this works. This is what the enemy's scared to death of. When they lie about you, you turn around and you take it back to them. They don't know how to respond to it. Let me finish this report.
Infanticide is. The kids didn't know what it was. So he showed them a picture of infanticide.
I want to say thanks for the help.
Some parents appreciate the group's message and how they present it. Meantime, Dean says he'd come back if asked.
At Dunkerton, we were here twice, so they already knew who we were. They trusted us. A lot of the schools that we've done 2 and 3 and 4 times. So this shouldn't be no surprise to anybody as to what took place there. And if it was, I surely went. If we were trying to hide something, I would have never came back in a million years.
Meantime, some parents last night wondered why there wasn't a permission form sent home with students about this assembly.
Wait a second, folks. I want you to think about this. A permission. Some of the parents wanted to know why there weren't permission forms sent to the parents before the assembly. What do they need a permission slip for? To hear what and who they are? So they know where they came from? So they know where they're going? So they might know constitutional law? What our laws condemn? Wait a second. What they're advocating requires a permission slip. And again, I want to just say this for clarity. What they're advocating for is felonious activity. In other words, it's a big, big no-no. So again, the fault lies to them. And I'm not going to find fault with my own conduct to merely excuse theirs, friends. This is the kind of nonsense when the people don't know the law, this is what they put up with. I don't need a permission slip. To obey the Lord, to obey the laws found in our Constitution. What are you talking about? And of course, these are never the questions that are asked when we're on camera. And what they do oftentimes, also so you might know, friends, is they take your information, they ask you questions, and then they'll put their report together, and they'll put the pieces that fit their best to fit their narrative. This goes on all the time. One of the things that I want to remind you of concerning this report here, if you want to call it this propaganda report, is again, friends, they had us on the front page of the paper. And I want to tell you what prompted me to go back. When we got back home, we had several outlets, media outlets. By the way, they were observing us already. They were tracking us already. The government's been doing this for anybody that takes a stand, for those that don't pay attention. But they already knew who we were, and they tried to set a trap for us. They thought we were just going to go ahead and tuck tail and run from whatever accusation they made. Nope. That it makes me indignant. I can't stand a liar and I can't stand a thief, friends. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what these people are. Okay? And they what am I saying? They're liars, they're propagandists, they're useful idiots, and they're thieves. They're stealing away your rights through their misinformation is what they're doing. Okay. And the only way that that happens is when you forfeit them. But what I want you to know is a chief of police had went to the paper. And of course, they were trying to stir this up as much as they possibly can to be a negative rather than a positive. And a matter of fact, I got all the we had the superintendent and the principal and several of the students right after the assembly. We always get their feedback. It was all A+ until it went to the media, right? Because they want to distort and they want to poison your minds. Well, going back to this individual that was in Dunkerton, this chief of police, he said a Bradley Dean even thinks he's going to come back to Dunkerton, Iowa. This is my third visit. He said, if Bradley Dean even thinks that he's going to come back to Dunkerton, right when he said that, I said, it's on, dude. It's on. Okay? You're not going to tell me that I'm not going to come and exercise my First Amendment and educate those kids in those centers that you complain about 24/7. The minute I heard that, you know what I did? Not only did we go to this church, but we also did a community meeting in Dunkerton, Iowa. And I got film here of that, friends, too. Just to show you what you're dealing with here. It's not like we're running from any of this.
Leviticus 25.
And so what I'm doing,
all the land.
What I'm doing here, friends, on this video is I am going back to the people of Dunkerton and telling them what happened in that school assembly. Because it wasn't being told to them as to what happened in the assembly. And one of the things that they really stayed away from was the fact that we were there two times prior to the third time that we were there. You know what we received from Dunkerton, Iowa, in this chief of police? We received everything but an offer for a steak and a lobster dinner. Do you see how the law works? Okay. The lawful are not going to distort who we are. The unlawful are not going to distort who we are if we have a hand in it. We are going to, without fail, take it back to them and tell the community exactly how they've been lied to. And what's even worse than that, it's like one or two or three people max. And when you just seen that little protest at the church, that was led up by some lunatic mother that had her little lesbian daughter, as she said. They're not queer friends. They're not lesbians. They're not sodomites. They want to be a part of the club. And because their mothers are sick in the mind, they want to make sure that their kids are just as sick as they are. Or should I say abominable when it comes to the lifestyles that they're responsible for choosing. Deuteronomy 30:19. You cannot run. You cannot. Hey, folks, the ministries, you can run, but you cannot hide. And I got to tell you too, friends, and you need to understand this. For the life of me, I'm trying to figure out, after being on the radio for 20 years and the people across the country knowing the laws on our side, I'm bewildered. I am confounded that the American people don't realize that we have every right in the world to teach our kids and educate our kids. The wonder is why you have them in the school in the first place. And then you have the audacity to call me a troublemaker for going in and educating your kids? Americans, honestly, you know what? I just love you enough to tell you this. You deserve exactly what you get. If you're one of those that just sit back and you allow this. They don't have a leg to stand on. And the only way they get away with it is when they attack another little professed lack of Christianity, a little effeminate professor that knows nothing of the Lord. And then he runs, and they love to report that he ran from it. He was afraid of us. Look, there's another example. And guess who the ACLU goes after, friends? Those that don't know the law. Guess who? They never go after somebody that they know that are going to stand up against them. And really what you find out is where the courage is when the standing takes place. Hey, folks, let me say this in ending, because I got 2 hours tomorrow. Men don't follow titles. Do you not understand this? They follow courage. And the one that gives the courage is the line of the tribe of Judah. There's absolutely no excuse on the behalf of the American people for forfeiting their country over to the enemy. And I am so tired of listening to people talk about the narrative that's being set by the bad guy rather than the good guys getting out there and obeying the Lord and setting the narrative in action. Just like our forefathers did. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you from 1 to 3 tomorrow. On Sunday, folks, we've been averaging 4,000 to 5,000 people coming to church. Wanted to let you know, we will be talking about the righteousness of Christ. It is finished. We received that. We're clothed from on high. We're going to be talking about that at 9 o'clock on Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are going to be having church. And again, folks, I do want to let you know, if you want to book us, now is the time to do the booking. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, we have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Then we have you on church, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. If you want to book us, now is the time to do it. I was going to bring something else up, and it's not important because we've been off the radio for about 10 minutes now, but I do want to let you know, thank you for your time. Thank you for holding over with me. And again, friends, we love you by what we do. I want to say, is Enrico, if you're listening to me, please call the office, 1-866 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.